1027.
And finally, Claremont community members have described Hot 1027's renovation of Fred and Marty's soup kitchen as a game changer that will make a meaningful difference to countless lives. We wrapped up our 67-hour Mandela Day project yesterday and handed over the refurbished community center that's been caring for the community for over half a century. Hot 1027's Tara Penny filed this report from Claremont.
You guys have changed our world.
Fred and Marty were her parents. And when they passed away, Yolindi Oberholzer stepped up and took over the running of the soup kitchen that feeds about 450 children every day. For Yolindi, watching the Hot 1027 crew refurbish this crucial community center where she grew up was a 67-hour emotional roller coaster with a very happy ending.
We feed the community. We work really, really hard. And sometimes when people do something for us, we don't really know how to say thank you enough, because we're not used to that. So we love giving, but we're not very good at accepting or getting.
Once we reached our deadline, Hot 1027 presenters joined the soup kitchen line as hundreds of boys and girls queued up for their lunch.
Thank you, Father, for the food, for the food. Many, many blessings.
With full tummies, the kids then treated us to a special outdoor concert.
We are the ones who make a brighter day.
Community members arrived to offer a hand with this project and told us this community center is one of the few things they can rely on.
It helps for some of us to get food once a day at least. It means a lot to us.
All of us, we eat here every day. Most of our kids, when they come from school, they also come eat here every day. They help us a lot.
Ek is dankbaar vir die sopkombuis. Hy doen baie vir my. The revamp, it's like, I don't have words to describe. It's the first time somebody comes here to such big work like this. And really appreciate us as human beings.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News, reporting from Fred and Marty's newly refurbished soup kitchen in Claremont.
Hot 1027.